Happy Friday and welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Alex Curry, filling in for Jenny Taff. On today's show, will the Eagles roll over the Cowboys on Sunday? Plus, Rob Parker stops by to talk Dak Prescott and pay up on a bet with Skip. And did the Warriors get exposed in their big loss to the Bucks? Skip Shannon, let's get to it. Let's talk some more about those Cowboys, because they're a touchdown underdog in Philly against the 4-4 Eagles. Dallas added Amari Cooper, but they still lost convincingly to the Titans last week. Ezekiel Elliott expressed the urgency of a win yesterday, saying, Sunday, this is, quote, 100% a must win. So, Shannon, what's your prediction?
I got the Eagles. I like the Eagles, especially out the bye, but don't underestimate the Cowboys. They're a wounded team. They're a dangerous team. Yeah, Skip.
Dangerous? But, after all you've said negatively, now they're dangerous?
But this is a division game. There's no love lost between these two teams. Hold on. It's not like they can look at it like, well, we beat the Titans and the Titans beat the Cowboys. The Titans beat both of them. Philly had a 17-point lead, and the Titans came back and beat them. Mm-hmm. Now, they just stomped the Cowboys out. Mm-hmm. But the Cowboys—
That game was at Tennessee, by the way.
Yes. The Cowboys will play with a sense of urgency.
They sure didn't on Monday night.
They didn't. They see, I think the thing is that because they were at home, they're playing the Tennessee Titans, who are challenged offensively.
30th in the league?
They underestimated them. They know what Walker Tuam represents. Yeah, six games, 13 touchdowns, two interceptions. That's three more touchdowns and what? Four fewer interceptions than somebody else we know, but we're not talking about him. I'll let you
Carson talk about Wentz, him. Hall of Famer. He's already in.
And guess what I like? Get to unveil that new toy. They get to take old Golden Tate. So you know what happened last time he played the Cowboys. He went for over $130. So he'll be, oh, he loved
him. Oh, he lit him up at Jerry World.
Yep.
They barely over, it took Dak to Zeke to overcome him.
Yep. And go light him up again. And so now you pair him with Alshon and Zach Ertz and Goddard. Skip, I'm sorry.
My turn?
Yep.
This game will get ugly quickly.
You tell what?
This game will be Philly 34, what's left of Dallas 10. 34-10.
Don't
Eagles.
Be that, y'all.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Now stop.
Bye, Dallas, bye. That's what's about to happen. Goodbye.
It's going to be closer than that.
And by the way, the Eagles are coming off a bye. That's another advantage to Philadelphia. Shannon Sharp, what did I tell you on Tuesday morning after that debacle on Monday night? I told you that in all my years of rooting for the Dallas Cowboys, that I had never been more deflated, more disillusioned, more disgusted by an outcome than Monday night's. Under the circumstances, they were coming off a bye. They had added Amari Cooper. They had Tennessee on the ropes. It could have been 21-0 Dallas, and they would have rocket launched to go win the NFC East. And, oh, that's my video. We're playing my video. You like that?
I did that, yeah.
Yeah, you kept the white one.
I kept the white one.
But guess what? You
throw that in the trash. I also kept my kind of tan cap with the cowboy logo.
What about that other jumpsuit? You know, you got a cowboy. What about that sweatsuit? What about that sweatsuit?
I don't have one.
Yeah, you do.
That's all I got. I got
and a T-shirt.
White.
No, and a T-shirt.
I got a T-shirt.
Yeah,
I do.
Exactly.
With a star on it.
Yeah, exactly.
The greatest symbol in the history of sports. And speaking of that star, the turning point of the season, the stomach turning point of the season came when Dak Prescott made the single worst decision of his NFL career. And he said, I think I'll throw it to Amari Cooper, who's double covered and has no hope of catching a pass because I threw it to him like he was 7 feet tall. And Kevin Byard put it in his hip pocket. And what did he do, Mr. Sharp? He ran all the way to midfield and he stood on the star like Terrell Owens when he was a 49er and celebrated.
Stars attract stars.
He rubbed it, rubbed their noses right in it. And that was a turning point because Dallas did not respond to that.
What were they supposed to do?
And as D'Angelo Hall said the other day, that he's convinced that Kevin Byard ran straight to the sidelines and yelled to everybody, they're soft, because they were soft on that night. I don't think they're a soft football team, but they were on that night. What did I also tell you?
What?
I couldn't figure out which was worse, Dak Prescott or the number one ranked Dallas defense, which had allowed the fewest points scored in the NFL going into the game. And Marcus Mariota, who's not very good, went 11 for 14 on third down. Are you kidding
me? Well, he's done something Dak's never done.
11 for 14?
Marcus Mariota is not very good, but guess what he's done, Alex? Won a playoff game on the road.
Okay, I give you that.
Down 21-3.
Well, he effectively won a playoff game on Monday night at Dallas because that just sunk my Cowboys. That was huge. That was a display by Mariota of guts. And
Dak must have didn't play.
Dak played.
Oh, he played?
Yeah.
Well,
the only bright spot was Amari Cooper did play and flashed occasionally and looked pretty good. He caught 5 balls for 58 yards.
Could have flashed more if he had a better quarterback.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, you got me on that one. Mm-hmm. I said, although Dak was 21 of 31 for 243, which is not all bad, 2 touchdowns and an interception. Not terrible, not a terrible night, except for those 2 decisions, being careless with the football in the third quarter and fumbling
it
away.
If you don't mind me asking, Skip, how many of those yards came on that final drive that when they didn't get the ball? The game was already settled. Mm. There's only 4 minutes left in the ball game. The game was already settled.
All I know is they play 4 quarters, so I don't know. I'll take 243. You always say he can't even throw for 200, so he threw for 243.
Let me ask you a question. What is he averaging?
It just doesn't matter. I told you they're going to lose 34-10. Why are you trying to, like, you're trying to beat on me when I'm just saying I give up?
Because everybody knows what you're trying to do.
Nobody's trying to do anything.
Yes,
I'm telling you, that moment, that Kevin Byard moment, was the psychological turning point for a team that is now dead in the water.
Well, maybe Dak should have been like Aaron Rodgers and threw it away. Yeah.
Well, you know what on that
when
play?
Alex, you see what happens when you force passes? You
that
should
was
throw
only
away.
Second in goal. But, you know, the other thing that should have happened was when the new receiver, the new number one receiver who can really fly, when he's double covered, that means somebody's not covered. That's the problem.
Well, no, he thought he could fit it in there. Mm-hmm. Remember, that's what you want Aaron Rodgers to do. Mm-hmm. Instead of throwing the ball away, Alex, he wanted him to fit it in there. Yeah. So he thought he could fit it in there.
Why are we talking about a quarterback who's 3-4-1? 3-4-1?
Who?
Aaron Rodgers.
I don't. What's
Why
that?
Are we talking about a
what's
quarterback
that?
Who's 5-6 in the playoffs?
What's Dak's record?
Super Bowl.
What's Dak's record?
3-5. On the way to 3-10.
Okay, what's his playoff record?
I don't care. We're talking about Philly and Dallas.
Okay, that's
Philly's
pertinent.
Flying high. You know what? I agree with you about Golden Tate because he is just what the doctor ordered for that football team because he's got some of that Philly blue-collar toughness, spit-in-your-eye guy, you know, a guy who'd take nothing off nobody.
Right.
You know, I like him for them. That's a good move. Do I think he's better than Amari Cooper? I do not.
Well, if I'm the Cowboys, I go out there and I get me an interception or touchdown, I run to the middle of the field and scratch out the Eagles' eye.
Like, And who's going to do that?
I don't know. You're a Cowboy. That's your team. Who's going to do it? You tell me. You follow them closely. Who that guy that'll do something like that?
I just told you they're psychologically dead in the water.
Not when you got that quarterback.
I don't think they will show up.
Your captain can't let that happen. Well, I mean, I don't know who wears the captaincy on the offense, but you can't allow that to happen. Mm. You can't let a bad outing define you. Mm. So if he's that guy, now you've been telling me, Skip, for 3 years, he's that guy. Now all of a sudden, he's psychologically damaged.
Mm-hmm. This whole team is.
That no, ain't the whole team.
They
ain't
know
the whole team.
That was make or break.
No, it wasn't.
That was must win. This is we'll lose. From
I know
here
what
on,
you're trying to do.
They look down the schedule. They're not stupid. They say at Philly, at Atlanta, Washington, New Orleans, and then Philly again.
Birds of prey. Served them up.
Yep.
You got to feed a bird of prey. They eat meat.
Yep. Fly, eagles, fly.
You ever seen an eagle eat flies? Mm-hmm. No, they eat meat. Cowboys coming.
Yep. They're going to eat a bunch of flies.
No, they're not. Yeah, no, Eagles don't eat flies.
Well, they will.
No, they won't.
Well, this is just a little hors d'oeuvre.
Eat them cowboys. Mm-hmm. Look at that. I mean, both of them got captain C's. One of them you'd love to have.
Yeah.
The other one I'm not so sure, Skip.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that deer in headlights, Carson Wentz. W-I-N-C-E, Wentz.
What about your guy on Monday night?
Yeah.
What about your guy on Monday night, Skip? Yeah.
You know what? Carson Wentz won't have to be good this time. They'll just roll. Everything will be right.
No, they got no running game. They're relying solely on Carson.
Really?
Yeah, walking to him. Hmm. Who they running game? LeGarrette Blunt's in Detroit. Hmm. Ajayi is injured.
Yep.
Darren Sproles was been out since week one, supposed to come back, and guess what happened, Skip? First day of practice, tweaks his hamstring, he out again. Hmm. So now what? Smallwood?
Yeah, I like Smallwood. He runs hard. Runs big for Smallwood.
Smallwood and Clement. That's what they got. Mm-hmm. How that been working out for him? So walking to him will do what he does. Golden Tate, Alshon, Ertz, Goddard. I think it'll be
close. How much would Dallas like to have Dallas?
Well, Goddard. You should have got him.
We should have had him.
It's going to be 30-24 Eagles.
30-24? You just gave Dak Prescott 24 points?
34-10.
That's Hall of Fame stuff.
30-24.
Yeah.
It's a big difference.
By the way, I got a 24-point margin, so I'll take Dallas and 23. I'd do that for a case.
Nope. No. Getting a case to do?
Come on, you got the Eagles. You got golden tape. Are golden.
This is also a division game. This is also a rivalry game.
It used to be.
It still is. Yeah. They're still in the same division.
Well, it'll be a fun one.
But the tables have turned now.
23?
Ooh. Nope.
You got Carson Wentz.
So?
You got Dougie P, the most fearless coach in football.
Yeah.
Right? What is his biography called? Fearless.
And y'all got Jason Garrett.
Thank you. You're making my case. You want to talk about lame duck?
I will see Jerry. Do what I love to see. I love when they show that press box, and I see old Jerry do this right here.
Yeah.
Boy, I love it. He ain't nothing like that. Man, you do that right there. Yeah, we got it.
I see you do that every break.
No mercy.
Hey guys, Jenny Taft here, and before the show moves along, I wanted to talk to you about ZipRecruiter. There are job sites that send you tons of the wrong resumes to sort through. That's not smart. But you know what is smart? Going to ZipRecruiter.com/undisputed to hire the right person. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful matching technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply, so you get qualified candidates fast. That's why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. This rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, Undisputed listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/undisputed. That's ZipRecruiter.com/undisputed. One more time, ZipRecruiter.com/undisputed. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Now, back to the show.
No mercy.
Let's stick with Dak Prescott. The Cowboys are limping into Sunday's game in Philly. He has struggled this season with just 10 touchdown passes, which is 22nd in the league, and his QBR ranks 25th. Dak was Offensive Rookie of the Year in his first season, but last season he threw 13 interceptions and Dallas missed the playoffs. So, Rob Parker, we are starting with you. What is your grade on Dak's career so far?
Now, you know I'm an adjunct professor at USC, so, you know, I take these grades very seriously. You know, you got to be fair.
Are you adjunct or just junk?
I'm just junk.
Wow.
Well, I guess a combination of both. But I would give him a C- for his career.
That's actually better than I thought you were.
No, a C- because the first year he did very well, but it was set up. And, Skip, you know this, it was set up for him. He had a great offensive line. He had a great rookie running back who tore the league up. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't let him do too many crazy things with the ball. Just managed, threw the ball, didn't cause put himself into too many situations where it was going to work out bad for him.
Right.
But we saw him expose year two once Ezekiel Elliott wasn't there for him and was missing suspensions, injuries. So all of a sudden, you're looking for him to pull a team through in the offense. Mm-hmm. He couldn't do it. Blame Dez Bryant was there and some other receivers.
Wait, the Dez who led the league in drops last
year? Well, but he was there, and so was Witten, right? And he still couldn't make it
happen. Witten, who couldn't outrun Shannon at age 15.
Could he still catch the ball, though?
Yeah.
Yes, he could still catch the ball.
He could catch it for 3 yards, okay. And that was it, right?
Well, and that's 3 yards. That's all far Dak can throw it.
It's about 3 yards. And then this year, 10 touchdowns, which is 22nd in the league.
What?
He's averaging, he's 29th in yards. The league team is 29th in yards, passing yards per game. So when you look at it, he looks to me like a really, really probably good backup quarterback. And if I'm the Cowboys, I'm looking for a quarterback to be the lead franchise quarterback for this team. Am I right or wrong? He's not good enough.
Don't ask them.
He's not good enough.
They're not going to.
Yeah, they did. They said yeah, he's
said
right.
Yes, they agree with me. Because
you put them on the spot.
That's okay. That's the best time to do it.
Exactly. They know about being on the spot, and they perform.
Because you went over there and prepped them. I need you to agree with me, right?
But I just don't think it, when you look at it, and I know Jerry Jones had his reservations early on, and most of it was because of his love of Tony Romo. But in reality, he was right not to jump the gun and crown this guy, that guy, because he did it with smoke and mirrors early on, and you know what? It's
smoke
run out.
And mirrors. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. By the way, Rob Parker, bottom line, said Dak Prescott is a backup quarterback. Go ahead, Shannon.
Well, look. If we're grading on the 4-point scale, I give him a 2, average. 5-point scale, I give him 2.5. Okay, he's average.
What's his grade?
A, B, C. I give him a C. And I told you before, because we did this topic early, he's a C, Skip. Mm. I mean, I wish I can give him something better than that, but I can't because he's been average. His number says he's been average. Mm. And that's where he is. All these things, and like Rob said, everything was perfect. Now everything isn't perfect. He might not be the reason they're losing, but he damn sure isn't the reason they're winning. Mm. And that's a problem, especially when you want to invest $28 million in a quarterback, because that's what he's going to be asking for. Jerry's already made it clear he's going to extend him, where the going rate is somewhere between $25 and $30 million, maybe upwards.
And Shannon, you just the thing you brought up about you know, being able to work through the bad patches and when a team's not great. Aaron Rodgers is a perfect example. Not a good defense, and I'm not saying they're on the same level, but he works through not having those other things where Dak can't do
it. He's 3-4-1 right now. Aaron Rodgers is.
You're talking about his
5-6 in the postseason since his Super Bowl 9 years ago. You can't defend Aaron Rodgers.
Okay, but how about I do you like this here, and I'm going to let you take it from here. I think the Cowboys at this point would have loved to see Dak Prescott turn into what Russell Wilson started out as and has turned into now.
That's fair.
Well, I never said that Dak was better than Russell Wilson because I think he's really good.
No, I'm saying they would hope he would be that because, okay, his offensive line, remember, Russ was getting killed. No running game, beast mode had left. Defense was starting to age. Guys were being injured, and Russ still found some way to make them viable.
Were they viable last year?
What were they record? They're close to y'all.
So they were like us.
I put it like this here.
9-7.
If I'd have put Dak, if I'd have put a Russ in that, y'all have been in the playoffs. Russ and the Cowboys, y'all playoff team.
So for his career, 2.5 years, I give Dak Prescott a B.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my, that's too high, Skip.
Well, you were just a C, what, C- and a C?
Yeah, he's average.
One letter grade?
Average, you got him above average.
So I'm the first to admit, as I said on Tuesday, Dak's inconsistency this year is alarming for me. I don't like the way he's trending this year. Although this year he did throw a late clutch pass to Ezekiel Elliott to
against
save
the
game against the Lions. Again, they just wiped out the Patriots.
But it was the Lions.
Yeah, okay, but whatever. You picked him to beat the Patriots. I give you that. And this year, Dak had a QBR of 95, scale of 0 to 100, against Jacksonville, and they came in as the number one defense, and it was 40-7 Dallas. So we've seen some highs, and we've seen some low lows. And the decision he made to try to force the ball to Amari in double coverage in the end zone on second goal from the 4-yard line the other night was simply the worst decision of his career. The decision to not protect the football mid-third quarter when it was still 14-all, try to do too much and lose it back to the Titans, who then opened the floodgates and it went the other way to 28-14. It was a terrible decision. He's had two terrible fumbles this year. The other one was with 5 minutes left at Washington. He fumbled it in his own end zone trying to do too much, but then he was a warrior and he threw for 120 yards in the fourth quarter, which is not backup quarterback kind of yards, to bring them back and put them in position to tie the game with a field goal at Washington and go into overtime.
If
right?
Hold on. I'm trying to figure out. Help me out, Rob. I mean, you've been around football, covered it for a number of years.
Since 1987, I've been covering the NFL.
Okay, 1987.
Yeah, I'm 1974.
Okay, well, good. So both of you guys, can weigh in on this.
Well,
how can, if you're that guy, do too much? Does Tom Brady do too much?
Okay, so let's ask that question of me. Thank you very much.
I'm asking it.
So,
you don't want to hear what I got to say.
This year, Shannon Sharp, the Hall of Famer, has told me they don't have any receivers who can separate. They have no number one. They don't even have a number two receiver. This is pre-Amari Cooper, who just played his first game last Monday night. You've also told me the offensive line is a shambles. It's been a shocking disappointment without Travis Frederick, a Pro Bowl center, lost
the
whole
year.
It's
not as great as it was 2 years ago.
Well, it's just
a
shocking disappointment. And Ezekiel Elliott, to me, they hoped he would play his way into shape after playing zero snaps in the preseason. He looks out of shape to me, and he is a shell of what he was as a rookie. Is he that guy anymore?
Yeah, he's still that guy.
Do they have a tight end? Speaking of Hall of Fame tight ends, do they have anybody?
What about ESPN Monday Night Football?
What about Rico? Rico.
I thought I would. They never throw him a pass, so I don't know what happened. He's out of sight, out of mind. I thought Jeff Swaim was pretty good. He's gone. He's on IR, and it's Blake Jarwin. This is all you got to replace Blake. No, Jason.
What? Okay, how about this, Skip? Let me, okay, you keep
telling me. Wait a second. Scott Linehan should be fired as the play caller.
Man, stop trying to
Jason
fire
Garrett should be fired as the head coach. Jerry Jones should be fired as
what
the head coach.
What about
Rob manager.
Marinelli? You didn't mention him.
Okay, all those guys. The defense was horrendous.
I know.
The defense was even worse than Dak because Marcus Mariota went 11 of 14 on third down. So he's up against all that this year. After his first year, he played the greatest rookie year quarterback I've ever seen. And by the way, last year at this moment, 1 year ago, my Cowboys were 5-3 because Dak Prescott had thrown 16 touchdowns to only 4 interceptions. And he had outplayed Aaron Rodgers and Jared Goff and Alex Smith when Kansas City was flying high. Tell me that was a bad start to last year. That's his sophomore year. But then what happened right on schedule as they went to Atlanta, which would be this Sunday a year ago? No Zeke. He got suspended for 6 games. No Ty Smith. He was hurt. No Sean Lee. He was hurt. And everything fell completely
apart.
So,
but what about this year, though? Those guys, Ezekiel's here. Well, I mean,
Tyron Smith is there.
Do you see him? He's got 2 chins. He's got double chins.
Don't do
this, Gil. He does.
Oh, no, that you
wow. Am I right?
Rob, but you see what he's trying to do? It's always someone else. Well, he doesn't have a receiver.
And he don't have a running back.
Skip, here's the thing.
Now I give you, he's got 1 receiver. He's got one.
Okay, Skip.
All right. Hey, but before we go here, I want to come here. I got something.
Really?
Skip, I got something for you.
You got something for me?
Yes. Whoa. Yes, sir. We got some dude. Put it up here.
And what you got dude for?
Wait a minute. And you know what, Skip? Put it up. Here we go.
Thank you.
Do you remember the bet we had? And we could watch the clip.
Oh, look at all
about
this.
The Michigan bet and Jim Harbaugh this year.
This is preseason.
Right. So let's take a look at the clip. We got a clip.
You already know what's going to happen. Mm. I give him, you know what? I'm going to be nice.
Yeah.
Old khaki pants. I say go.
7-5.
8-4.
Wait, can I have 3 cases of Diet Mountain Dew right now?
8-4.
Wait, you just went 7-5. You spat it out.
8-4.
Are you already back?
Go to 7-5. What's that schedule? Go
7-5.
I'll bet you 7-5.
7-5. I got 5 losses. Thank you very much.
Can
for
I
three
get some?
Cases. Yeah. You got it too. Thank you.
I'm all in.
I got 5 losses. If they finish with 4 losses or better, I win this bet.
Yes, you win.
Whew. Woof.
And there it is. There it is.
Thank you.
I pay up. I pay up. What? I pay up.
You know, for Rob, this is a case.
That's a case for me.
Well, clearly, when you go to journalism school, they don't do math. Because there are 24 bottles in a case.
I will take it because the man across from me owes me 13 cases.
Shannon, where's
wait
you?
Wait a second.
Where's
I will never see it.
I will get it back.
Wait a minute. You got to pay up eventually.
I am. But we got 5 cases bet on the Cowboys not making the playoffs.
We don't.
And then Alabama,
history.
Two are going to win the Heisman and the national championship.
All I'm going to say is, Skip, I did pay up.
I'm a
man of my word.
One person at this table always pays up.
I wrote you a $1 billion check last year.
You did not write me a billion.
Rob, thank you so much for joining us. We'll be right back. This is great. No mercy. Now, the Steelers and Panthers were both rolling coming into last night's game, but Pittsburgh took it to another level last night. Big Ben threw 5 touchdown passes to 5 different receivers, and he had just 3 incompletions during the game. The Steelers' defense was all over Cam Newton with a pick 6 in the first quarter and 5 sacks. The Steelers have now won 5 straight and are looking up at the Chiefs, Patriots, and Chargers in the AFC. Now take a listen to Big Ben after the game.
It's a good feeling to play a good football team. I mean, we know they're a really good football team, and they came out and drove down the field and scored, and we're like, all right, we're going to, you know, this is what we expected. We got to put up a lot of points, and, you know, we did that. And the defense, they were playing like their hair was on fire, and so it was a lot of fun for all parties involved.
All right, Shannon, how much of a shot do you give Pittsburgh to win the AFC?
They're playing really well right now, Skip. But by any metrics, any analytics, the best they are is the 3rd-best team in the AFC. I don't believe, because I've seen Kansas City come to their building and stomp them out. Now, we have yet to see them beat the Patriots in any locale. Now, even if I say they're the 3rd-best, now I'm disparaging the Chargers, who's been equally as hot as the Pittsburgh Steelers. So by any stretch, at best I can put them as at 3rd. They might be 4th behind LA Chargers. But what we're seeing is not new. Last year in the middle of the season, Skip, they won 8 in a row.
Yeah.
I don't even need my notes. I'm so good with this thing right now.
Really?
Yeah.
You got them just memorized.
The end of 2016, they won 7 in a row. Can you tell the people at home how they ended, Alex? I don't want you to ask Alex. Disappointment. They lost. So all this means nothing to me. Now, they're going to get an opportunity to prove whether or not they're better than the Patriots. Mm-hmm. They play them in December. As I mentioned, Kansas City has already come to their building, mm-hmm. put pain on them. So we'll see. I don't worry about their offense. Their offense is as talented and explosive as mm-hmm. any offense in all of football. Big Ben is going to the Hall of Fame. 3 500-yard passing games in his career. No other quarterback has more than one. Mm-hmm. 4 perfect passer rating games. No other quarterback can even come close to that. A.B., he's first or second best receiver in all of football. Juju Smith-Schuster is as good a number two receiver as you'll find in all of football.
Yep.
They got tight ends, McDonald and Jesse James. James Conner is better than they thought. If anybody told you they thought James Conner would have done this, they'd have taken him in the first round. They didn't. Okay? But he's been unbelievable. There's a good chance Le'Veon's going to come back. If and when he does come back, how much he plays, it's going to come down to the defense. I know they were flying around last night. I mean, T.J. Watt, Bud Dupree. Oh, man. Ironheads, rest his soul, his son. Haywood, we're getting after him to it. They did an unbelievable job, Skip. That don't mean anything. Hmm. What you going to do with them old Patriots? What you going to do with them bad boys from New England, from Foxborough?
That bad quarterback.
Well, hold on. That is not your turn. I didn't ask you to respond. It's like a rhetorical. That don't mean you respond. But anyway, I do not believe, as we currently sit here and discuss this topic, they're better than Kansas City. I do not believe that they're better than New England. And if you really force me, my Super Bowl pick, the Chargers, is equal to.
Equal to.
Ooh. So at best case scenario, they can hope to be third. But if you really force me to, I would say probably right now, Skip, they're the fourth best team in the AFC.
You did pretty well without your notes, but I think you need your notes. So I'm going to give it. Because you're going to need your notes for our next discussion.
Oh, so really?
Yeah. But I'm going to give you this one. And I'm giving you this one because yesterday at the end of the show, you did pick Pittsburgh to win this game. I gave Carolina a shot because I thought they were rolling just as hot as Pittsburgh was. And that was an utter avalanche. After guess who scored the first touchdown? Carolina went right down the score, and it was 7-0, thanks to little Christian McCaffrey, right?
He played really well.
He's your man.
He played
with his father.
Yes.
You watched him grow up.
I did.
And he's grown all the way up, right?
He's becoming
an NFL man.
Mm-hmm.
I am with you in general about the Pittsburgh Steelers because I thought back to last year. I remember on a Thursday night they beat the Titans 40-17 because – every once in a while, it will just be a tour de force of Pittsburgh firepower, aerial circus. Because when Ben is on, is there anybody who can get hotter than he can? I know Patrick Mahomes has shown us things we haven't seen before. But over time, when Ben gets hot, nobody can get hotter. With those weapons?
3 500 passing yard games. No other quarterback has more than one. Three. He has three of those.
And I remember last year they went to the Texans and won 34-6 on a Monday night. And yet they came into this game ninth in the NFL and points scored. Okay, so what? After what you saw last night, could that be the ninth best offense? No. Every once in a while, it's by far the first best offense. But it can be wildly inconsistent because that team at its core has been a troubled football team. Again, James Conner had an okay game. They didn't really need James Conner last night, but he did go into concussion protocol. So how's Le'Veon going to play out? How is that going to impact the psyche of this football team starting, we assume, next Tuesday? Is he coming? Is he not? I don't know what's going to happen.
When he does, how much does he play? Because he ain't coming to sit on no bench.
And how will the locker room accept him after he's been thrown under 18 buses and backed over 24 times by the offensive line?
And guess what? He knows every one of those bus drivers.
He does. He knows all the bus drivers. So what happened this year on opening day at Cleveland? Ben threw 3 interceptions and lost 2 fumbles, and they had 6 turnovers, and they should have lost to the Cleveland Browns, right?
Yes.
And that was to Tyrod. That wasn't Baker Mayfield. That's Tyrod Taylor and a missed field goal at the end. You know the rest of the story. So back to what you said. 1 year ago on December – this year the game's going to be played on December 16th, but last year on December 17th, It was, as usual, it seems like they schedule this every year. Mm-hmm. Like, this is just what happens in the NFL. New England has to go play at Pittsburgh. And in that game, it came down to the last play of the game, and it was third and goal, and there was dissension over the call. That was Todd Haley as the play caller for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Right. And remember, Ben kind of threw him under the bus after the game because he's saying they're yelling in my ear to spike it.
Yes.
And so what did Ben do on that play? If we could see it, he fake spiked it, and then he tried to jam it in to Eli Rogers. Why Eli Rogers? I don't even know what he's doing with Eli Rogers. And remember Eric Rowe, who became the quote-unquote hero of the Patriots Super Bowl, right, when he took over the job for Malcolm Butler?
Correct.
But he got a hand on the football and tipped it up, and Daron Harmon intercepted it, and that was the ball game. And a couple plays earlier, Jesse James, I thought he scored with the ball. You didn't think he scored with the ball, but it turned on those two plays, right? Yeah. And once again, we both sat back after the game and said, they just can't beat New England. It's a psychological hurdle they just cannot get over. So do you think they can get over it this year? Does this look like the team that could beat them? More weapons?
Skip, again, they have weapons on offense. When they went to New England, it was their defense. The game was, 36-17? Mm-hmm. But it really wasn't that close because they got a touchdown with, a couple of minutes to go. Well, so the game really wasn't that close. They lost last year in the divisional, 45-42.
45-42?
So, offensively, that's not...
How do you do that?
So, we're going to find out. Hmm. They're doing all this.
So Ben, last year against Saxonville, he throws for 469, five touchdowns with one interception, and they lose 45-42. And I still don't know how it was. Jacksonville rushed for 164. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they did it. Blake Bortles threw for 214, mm-hmm. but it was 45-42. Mm-hmm. Well, that's the Steelers. Like, there's something sort of rotten to the core where they don't have – like a toughness, some sort of winning mentality that can get them through the toughest
and
games.
And every quarterback that they could possibly face, the gauntlet, mm-hmm. you take Phillip Rivers or you're taking Blake Bortles. You're taking Tom Brady or you're taking Blake Bortles. You're taking Patrick Mahomes or you're taking Blake Bortles. Mm-hmm. That's what you're up against. Every one of these offenses got firepower to go hang 40-plus on your defense. So what happened in the Pittsburgh game, that one turnover was the difference in the ball game. One team turned it over, the other team didn't. So this is what you're up against. You turn the ball over probably against one of these teams. Mm-hmm. You're probably going to lose the game.
So can they rush the passer the way they did last night? Because that was hellacious pass rush.
They
were all over Cam.
I thought Cam's offensive line were fans. They bought a ticket to watch the game because they weren't doing their job. That's ridiculous.
I'd never seen anything like that. And Cam hung in for a while, but then he made a horrendous decision.
Yeah, he got to get off that back foot. Because what happens if you throw off your back foot, the ball's going to sail. Because he had Greg Olsen.
He had him. But it looked like a tight end screen sort of set up.
He had Greg Olsen, but he throws off his back foot, the ball sails. And that's what you're going to get. If they rush the passer like that, they're going to have an opportunity, Skip. But I think that's more of an anomaly than something that we're going to see on a normal occurrence. But we'll find out. That's the thing I love about, that's what I love about pro sports, is that you get to prove it. Mm. You get to update your resume. So what you did in 2016, what you did in 2017 is unimportant. Only thing that matters is 2018. So we'll see. We'll see just how great the Steelers are.
I'm still not buying. I'm not completely buying it. I'm with you.
Can I lease?
You could lease a little
bit. Oh, I put it on layaway. Grimmer coming.
Yeah.
I ain't got the money right now to actually buy it.
You fence straddle more than I do. You're like, well, maybe.
I put it on layaway. I might go back and get it. I might not.
Okay. So you got the Steelers on layaway?
Yeah, I got them on layaway.
Really? How much did you put down? Like
$5? $15.
$15.
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Big spender.
$15 was a lot of money back in the day. You put it on layaway.
You know what? It was. Yep.
Put that thing on Sears the robot.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep.
No mercy.
Well, next up, the Patriots had a big win against the Packers Sunday night. In the fourth quarter, Tom Brady connected with Josh Gordon for a 55-yard touchdown that sealed the win. Now, during the play, Julian Edelman nearly jumped in the way of the Gordon catch. Bill Belichick was mic'd up during the game and asked Brady who the actual target was on the play. Take a listen.
Who are you throwing that to?
That was to Josh.
All right. Great job. Yeah, great job. Great job, Flo. Coach. Tell you what, holding him to 17, it's hard.
Skip, what did this tell you?
That hurt. That hurt you, Skip Bayless. That hurt you.
What? Okay. I have covered this league much longer than Shannon Sharpe played in this league. I go back to the 70s covering the Los Angeles Rams in their first incarnation in Los Angeles, right near here. In all my years, I have never seen anything like that, because that is why Tom Brady said last offseason to Jim Gray in an interview nearby here in Santa Monica that they conducted, when Jim Gray asked him, "Do you feel appreciated by your organization?" He said, "I plead the fifth." So let's put this in perspective. Tom Brady, the greatest quarterback ever, had just thrown the touchdown pass that broke the game open against Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers on Sunday Night Football. 55 yards to Josh Gordon, Patriots 31-17. Mm-hmm. And as the greatest quarterback ever, the reigning MVP, trotted to the sidelines and passed his head coach. His head coach did not congratulate him. He didn't first say, I don't know, good job, as most coaches would say to the greatest quarterback ever. No, he turned to Tom Brady and said, "Who were you throwing that to?" Interesting. So if Bill Belichick wanted to actually ask that question the next day at the film session, or maybe in the locker room after the game, somewhere you could sidle over to Tom and say, "Hey, just for the record, who were you throwing that to?" Because you asked the question. Because everybody did, because Edelman jumped for the football. Okay?
I knew who he was throwing to. So did Coach Belichick.
He was throwing it to Josh Gordon.
Okay. No. Okay. Josh caught it.
Okay. So, have you changed your stance? No. You think he was aiming at Julian Edelman?
Yes, I do. Just like Coach Belichick.
You didn't say that on Monday.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
Yes, I did. I said he overshot him.
You did not. You didn't say that on Monday.
Healy.
We have more revisionist history going on the show.
Skip. I said he was.
You agreed with me. No, he was throwing it to Josh Gordon.
No.
Because clearly he was throwing it to Josh Gordon. He hit him right in the hand.
If he was throwing it to Josh Gordon, why would Coach Belichick even ask him that?
Hey, have you ever seen Tom Brady airmail a receiver by 10 yards?
All I'm saying is, Skip Bayless.
Do you think Julian Edelman had any prayer of even getting fingertips on that pass?
So
no.
If you don't mind me asking, so why don't, when they throw in the ball to the right side, why don't the receiver jump on the left? Because the ball's not coming to them.
Okay.
Because he thought the ball was coming to him.
Now you've changed your tune, but that's okay. It's okay. It's okay. So let's put this back in perspective. So in the heat of battle, in the euphoric moment of this game, the head coach is asking a negative and skeptical question of the greatest quarterback ever. And to Brady's credit, he pauses and kind of leans in and says, "That was to Josh." And then he continues on to the bench. But I guarantee you, Tom Brady's a pretty shrewd operator. He sat down on the bench and he thought, "I just did that, and I got that response from my head coach."
He did it on accident.
Huh?
He did it on accident.
He did it on accident? Mm-hmm. Listen, this is why this is such a troubled relationship, because remember this. Bill Belichick knew full well he was mic'd for this whole entire game. So he knows he's on all the time, and he knows, because you don't want to talk about the shrewdest operator ever. Mm-hmm. You want to go back to Spygate, if you will. This guy, he's got some scoundrel in him. So they are still vying for credit, because Bill Belichick knew full well if he asked that question at that moment that it would disqualify the throw of the game by Tom Brady, right? Because to you, that disqualifies. That says I said it.
Okay. Julian Edelman had to throw the game, but that's neither here nor there. We're not discussing that throw.
Okay. So, and then we saw this also at the very end of the game. This is later, obviously. But as the final gun goes off, Bill Belichick turns to his coordinator, and he's congratulating him, and he says something to the effect of, "Man, holding them to 17, that's hard." He is congratulating himself, because we don't know who Brian Flores is, the new defensive coordinator. We just know that Bill Belichick coordinates the defense.
Right.
So he's effectively congratulating himself while he's mic'd up to say, "Hey, world, I just held Aaron Rodgers to 17, so I deserve the most credit for what happened tonight, not my quarterback, because he wasn't even throwing to Josh Gordon on the key touchdown pass of the game."
Hey, you did hear Coach Belichick walk up to Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers said, "You're great." He said, "Nah, you're the great."
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But what else is he going to say to him?
Oh, but
he's mic'd up.
Hold on. What's
he going to say? You're the seventh best.
No.
Right,
no,
guess what he's going to say.
Hold on, Skip. Hold on.
Please.
That's not what you said.
Stop.
When he said Aaron Rodgers was lobbing balls. That's not what you said the other day. So he spoke truthfully then. Now he's lying. You see what he did, Alex?
Got caught up in the heat of the moment.
But he didn't get caught up in the heat of the moment when old Tom Brady walked by. Well, you thought you throw that to Josh?
You like that?
I love it. Because I told you that's what it was. And Healy got it.
Not
Healy.
Oh, please.
I told you, Skip Bayless. I told you who he was going to. Oh, I love it. Because you know what, Alex? All my life, everybody said, that's Shannon Sharp. Boy, he talk. Boy, he talk a lot. Even my grandma said, that boy run his mouth all the time.
You're reading Twitter too much.
No, no. But you know what they did? You know what you don't hear, Alex? They say Shannon Sharp talks a lot. But no one ever says, he doesn't know what the hell he talking about. Mm.
Oh, some people. Oh,
no, they don't say that. Okay. They don't say that. Sure, if you didn't know better, you would swear I played this game. Mm. You would have swore I played it. And I played it, Skip Bayless, and I told you. Mm. There's no way.
Okay, let's say this just hypothetically. Okay. Let's say he was aiming at Edelman, okay? Do you ask that question as he trots off the field? This is the greatest quarterback ever and the reigning MVP. You want the head coach to ask him that question in congratulations? Let me ask you for who you were throwing to.
For me?
Well, you
because I want to be right? Yeah, I want to be asking because I need to know. Mm. Everybody needs to know that Tom Brady is human. And it's happened, Skip. It's happened.
Well, Belichick wants to know everybody to know that he's subhuman.
But sometimes, Skip, quarterbacks is throwing the ball. We've seen it now. Where a guy is throwing the ball and somebody reaches out and catch it and there's a guy right behind him. And we think he wasn't even kind of like last year, Alabama. He wasn't throwing that ball to that Judy and Judy slid and caught the ball. Mm-hmm. That's all, Skip. It happened. Tom Brady is human. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good.
He hit him right in the hands. You couldn't have walked it to him and placed it any better.
You don't mind me asking. Mm-hmm. Julian Edelman's jumps. Then he turns around and he looks. Then he throws his hands up. Why would he jump?
Julian Edelman thought he was the hot receiver on the play.
My point. Uh-huh. My point exactly.
So he thinks the ball's coming to me, the ball's coming to me. He's anticipating it's going to come to him. And at the last second, what did we hear from D'Angelo Hall? It's the play that beats that defense every time.
Yes.
You throw it in the hole,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
You throw it because the safety, Tremont Williams, cannot get there in time. And if you get it there hard enough and fast enough, it's going to be a big play if he misses. And he completely swung and missed.
Because to be 100% honest, Josh should hug the rail because the cover two safety is coming to take that throw away. So if we want to be 100% honest, Alex, Josh shouldn't be where he is. He should be wider.
Well, he's only been there for what?
Yeah, well, I'm just trying to tell you how to run it. Because I was the hot receiver. I played the slot, and I'm normally the hot guy. Mm-hmm. What that means is that I would break my two guys come. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would break my rod off. John would pop up and hit me. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying, Skip Bayless.
That's what Julian thought. That's why he leaped. He thought the ball was supposed to come to him. Tom said, no. I got that one open.
That's all.
I told you, it's just like the route tree on the Minnesota Miracle throne. Remember this? And what happened? Who was the deepest receiver?
Yeah.
It was Diggs.
Yeah.
Right? And Marcus Williams swung and missed.
Yeah.
It's the same play on the other side of the field.
Skip, I ain't got no problem with that. That's all I'm saying. And Coach Belichick don't have a problem. Skip, we ain't got no problem with no touchdown. We got a touchdown out of it. Oh, yeah. You throwing that ball? Who you throwing that ball to?
Just out of bounds.
Yeah, no. Why, hold on. Why can't anybody?
The league has never seen anything like this relationship, this troubled relationship.
It's not troubled.
It's why he said, I plead the fifth. Do you get enough credit? Do they show the Jim Gray asked, do they show the appropriate gratitude to you? I plead the fifth, said Tom Brady.
Let me ask you a question. On the first and the 15th, when he go check that account, is something in there special for him? Okay,
special?
They appreciate it.
No, it's not special because he takes a hometown discount to play for the Patriots.
Hold on.
That's not special.
Hold on, Skip Bayless. You don't get to take a discount and then complain about the discount you gave the team. If you took it,
I'm not complaining. You just brought it up. You said it's something special.
It
it's really not.
It is.
It's not special.
It is special.
It's by quarterback pay. It's below average.
Who asked him to do that?
He's doing it so they can win.
Okay, then, so stop complaining about it. But Coach Belichick was right. Coach Belichick verified and validated me as being right. And I always love that. I love validation.
Yeah.
Don't we all like validation?
Do you like him saying that to his quarterback? Seriously, in the big picture, vacuum, in a vacuum.
Got no problem.
Should the head coach say that? Yeah, you got a big problem with it. I'm sorry. You just... Well, thank you.
He knows what he's doing. Do you think maybe he's giving him that competitive edge that he wants? He's just kind of pushing the buttons?
How can you push that button?
Easy. He did it.
Whatever it that takes.
He came up. You see Tom, he was standing up. He like 6'4". He was standing up all nice and tall.
He had to lean down.
And then Coach Belichick say, were you throwing that ball? His tail went between his legs. He shrunk down. Yes, sir.
His tail?
Yeah, he did. You know it's
Lord have mercy.
Yeah, he did. He got all shrunk. He had his chest puffed out. Yeah, I just got me a touchdown. Were you throwing that ball to Josh? Josh.
Knows what he's doing. Maybe he needed it.
Yeah, that's what Coach Belichick, we ain't gonna let you get no big hit.
You know what?
We'll never know.
Tom Brady is going to carry Bill Belichick to yet another championship this year.
No, it's not going to happen.
Yep.
No. You want to put some dew on that?
I already did. I picked him. Yes. I'm there.
Oh, we got dew. We already got dew on
that. Okay. Well, I'm only 13 cases up, so I...
Well, that's a lot. And you'll stay 13 cases up if you don't give me any bet.
I pick carefully.
No mercy.
The Warriors lost their second game of the year last night, getting blown out at home by the Bucks. The Greek Freak had 24 points, including a highlight dunk that shocked Draymond Green, who missed the game. Steph Curry only had 10 points and didn't make a three-pointer for the first time this season. But he had to leave in the third quarter with a leg injury. Steve Kerr said after the game that Curry will have an MRI today, and Steph added, quote, "I'm not nervous." And we are joined by NBA champ and former Buck, Jason Terry. Now, Jason, how much stock do you put into this Bucks win?
Let me see here. Let me go to the Jet deck.
Okay.
Jet Jones here.
Yep.
Okay, Nike is down. Starbucks is down. AT&T and Apple are down.
Ooh, Bucks so
what does that
are
mean?
Up?
The Bucks are up. And I'm going
to...
What? The Bucks are up. Let me tell you why. First of all, they've bought in to Coach Budenholzer's system.
Okay.
Spray it around, share the ball, run and gun. They all do it, everybody. John Henson, for instance, never shot a three in his career this year. He's already made six of them, okay? So they've really bought in.
You sound like you bought in. Listen,
I used to play football, and I think my locker is still there. And they got my uniform ready. They just ain't called me yet.
Yeah.
But they got the Greek Freak. He's playing at all-time high. He's top five players in the league right now, today. Do you disagree? No. Okay.
Until the playoffs start, and then I'd like to see him win one playoff series in his career.
Well, right. Skip motivated him.
Well, this is the year. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I'm telling you right now, the way they are playing, and if you watched them last night, they shot. When is the last time one team has shot more threes than the Golden State Warriors?
Good point.
35 threes attempted last night, 33 assists. They only made
was that
nine.
Because of the but defense that the Milwaukee
attempts,
played?
Look at the attempts. That means their pace of play is up. 101 field goals attempted last night. Steph Curry and the boys, 87.
Do you think they were defending the three harder than most teams are able to at Oakland?
Well, they got length. Their length has given them ability at all positions to defend the three. And that's what you need against Golden State when you are using that switching defense that we all hate. Balanced scoring. Balanced scoring is what they also have. They have four guys, again, with 20 points last night. Chris Middleton should be an all-star this year, first time in his career. Eric Bledsoe, the dynamic point guard that we've grown to love because of his competitive, fiery nature, is playing well. So
Malcolm Brogdon,
rookie of the year 2 years ago.
Wait, I got one quick question for Jet before we move on. Are you suggesting that Coach Budenholzer is a little better than Coach Jason Kidd was?
No, I just think Coach Budenholzer, they have bought into this new run. And who doesn't like to shoot threes? When your big man can run out there at 7 feet, Brooke Lopez, John Henson. But that's not it. It's just the mantra.
Was it,
you know what I mean?
It's just the energy. It's more fun to play for Coach Budenholzer than Coach Kidd?
Well, it's just a different style.
Yeah.
And when it's new, okay, yeah, it's fun. Okay. But I definitely think Jason Kidd's style of play is a winning formula for a team in this league.
I ain't putting a whole lot of stock into it. I still got them behind the Raptors. I know they beat the Raptors, but that was without Kawhi.
You about to lose some money.
Kawhi.
Without Kawhi, they're often without Kawhi.
Don't worry about that. That's not for you to worry about. He's not the Spurs. Let him be without him in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
They're still the baby dinosaurs until we get to the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But anyway, the Celtics, they're not better than the Celtics.
Did you see the Celtics last night?
That's a good question.
Celtics was down 100 at the half.
Hold up. What? At the end of the day.
Well, losing teams always find a way to lose.
Wait, they're at Phoenix.
But I'm just saying, you're at Phoenix.
Let me ask you a question.
You're at Phoenix, you're down 22?
I've seen the stock market be down by 600 at one point. But where is it at when it closed? It was up. So give me that. Mm-hmm. And they're not better than the old Big Joel Embiid.
Milwaukee's better than Philly. Yeah, I'm going to tell you that right now.
No, they're not.
They are better than Philly.
I disagree with that also.
So, y'all,
man.
You're the fourth seed. You're going to be the fourth seed. Maybe the third.
Fourth seed.
Maybe the third.
In the Eastern Conference.
In the East.
Do you see our record right now?
Dude, you ain't played but two games.
Have you seen the new arena? Home court advantage.
You better stop. It's Milwaukee.
How many teams have went into...
Are you campaigning to return to the team?
I'm trying to tell you. How many teams have you seen go into Oracle?
Yeah.
Now, minus Draymond Green. Steph Curry got hurt.
And he was bored. I mean, it's a Thursday night.
But let's look at the Warriors now. let's look at them because they do have a little chink in the armor, right? If one of their two or three, four go down, that's a problem on any team. But look at the bench.
Look at the bench.
Pedestrian at best, right?
Well now so, Alphonso McKinney is coming in jacking up threes for him. He's 1-for-7. Yeah, nobody even knows who he is. But no. they don't have Sean Livingston right now. He's out.
Right, we don't have Sean. Andre, you know he's old as me, and it takes him a while to get started.
Yeah, it takes him a while to get loose up.
You know, he'll be ready after All-Star. But after that, I mean, you just don't have a viable threat.
Okay, remember Draymond didn't play, as Alex pointed out.
That's the defense in the end right there.
Now, that's a big deal. Now, that is a big deal because they gave up 134 points last night. But the Bucks, I'm telling you right now, if you go score 134 points in the East, only team that can beat them in the East right now is Toronto because they're shooting it at the same rate. Boston, I like you, but you got some issues. You seen the Terry Rozier's disgruntled employee right now.
Well, you knew that was going to happen.
Yeah, you knew it. So Ainge got some willing and dealing to do.
Okay.
Go ahead, Skip.
No, my turn. So the Achilles heel, obviously, of the Golden State Warriors is they do live and die by the three-point shot, especially at home. And if you can catch them on a night where inexplicably Steph Curry just somehow wakes up on the wrong side of bed and goes 0 for 4. And help me out with this. How does Klay Thompson only take two in the game and make both of those? And we just saw him last week score 52 on 14, a record 14 three-point shots. Well, how do you only take two for this game, right?
Just shows you how valuable Draymond Green is.
No, Skip. He made 14. He took 24.
So you took two last night and you got blown out at home. Yeah. And Kevin Durant took two last night and made one. Yeah. Well, so if your big three go 3 for 8, you know, you only took eight. What is that about? I don't know.
It's the Draymond Green factor. Let's be honest. The way he distributes the ball and creates for those guys, when he rebounds, he gets out in transition, and he finds those guys, right? Mm-hmm. Last night, you seen a lot of them having to go one-on-one. Mm-hmm. That's not Klay Thompson's strength. Steph Curry can do it, but he needs space and he needs a matchup. With Milwaukee's length, he couldn't find that matchup last night. Mm-hmm. Bledsoe's a dynamo. He's up in him. He's aggressive. He's physical. When Giannis switched on him, he used his length.
He's got length.
So that Milwaukee Bucks thought.
Okay. Speaking of Giannis. I just need to see more. That's all. Look, I get you. He's got top five capability.
No,
capability.
He's top five.
No, you say that. Everybody just assumes that. He's the Greek.
The only player in the league right now averaging 25 points, 10-plus rebounds, and 5 assists.
Let it translate into winning one playoff series, and I'll be impressed. Because he's played now 5 – this is his 6th year in the league. You say – it seems like he's still a baby. Well, he kind of is because he's still 23 years of age. But this is his 6th NBA season. Under him, with him as the star of the team, you have not won one playoff series. Well, I got to see one. If you're that guy in the Eastern Conference.
One.
I am riding this stock till it fall off this year.
You should be happy because LeBron left.
Well, yeah, we're definitely happy. But, okay, the last 2 years we played Toronto and Boston in the playoffs.
And they're still there. They didn't go well.
It didn't go well. Yeah. But I gotta feel like this is the year, though.
Y'all not beating Toronto with a healthy Kawhi, which he'll be healthy because that's why we're getting them back-to-back. We're going to play back-to-back. Y'all not beating.
He's still hurt? Stop. Kawhi Leonard still got a bruised thigh? No. He said, seriously, he missed all of last year. He quit on the Spurs. Wait, he quit on the Spurs and he still got a bruised thigh?
No.
What are you doing?
Yes, all you do is skip.
Preventive maintenance? What?
Yeah.
And he misses the second of back-to-backs, and then randomly some game
Sometimes we miss the first of the back-to-back.
When you got a Bentley or a Ferrari in the garage, you don't drive it every day.
No.
Oh, so that's how he does it now.
No, we're just going to pull it out every
day. So he's saving himself for next year when he's a free agent to play for the Clippers, right?
Wow.
No.
Now, just wait till the playoffs, and it'll come up big, the key turning point.
Why are you wishing that on Toronto?
I just told him good luck and good riddance to Kawhi and San
Antonio. You saw what he did the other night, 25-11-4.
When he decides, he's really good. Last year, he didn't decide at all.
He was injured.
He was not injured. Yep. He was cleared by the most conservative medical staff in all of sports. But midseason, they said, he is good to go.
But you know what's scary?
Guess what? He went. He went south.
In today's sports, they make so much money, especially in the NBA, they have their own doctors.
Oh.
So he got that money. He went to his own doctor and said, nah, you shut it down. And he shut it down. because he's watching Isaiah Thomas. That's a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
Isaiah Thomas cost himself $100 million.
He had a career-threatening hip injury.
That he tried to play through.
And it required surgery.
Exactly,
my point. This was a thigh bruise.
No.
It was a thigh bruise.
No.
Sorry. Yes.
No. No, he should have shut it down. Kawhi says, you know what? I'm going to err on the side of caution.
Toronto has been just as impressive without Kawhi. Seriously, they have. You saw him the other night.
But you know what?
Hey, did you see Ibaka hit the Lakers? Wait a second.
Toronto with Kawhi Leonard this year. They're the best team in the East.
Did you see what they did to LeBron's team without Kawhi?
Yeah.
Ibaka went 15 for his first 15 shots.
But JT, you hear what he's saying?
What he said?
The Spurs are the most conservative team. Now, Kawhi had done rolled his ankle about 4 or 5 times, but they were still trying them out there in the playoffs 2 years ago, weren't they?
They said shut it down.
The boy had a walking boot on in warm-ups.
They did.
Hold on.
Yeah. Revisionist history from across the table, as usual.
Yeah. Okay.
My team was up 23 in the third quarter of Game 1 at Oracle in the Western Conference Finals. And Zaza, the cheap shot, remember him?
Yeah.
Okay, so he comes down. And what did Coach Pop say the next day? If we really needed him, he could go. But he didn't go, they got swept. Okay?
Guess what? He didn't play Game 6. Remember, Skip? He didn't play that game against Houston.
Mm-hmm.
So if he was hurt and didn't play, he should have rested like 2 more games.
And what happened in Game 6 against Houston? Yeah. A rout happened with no Kawhi Leonard.
I put that on James Harden.
Okay.
They won't worry about that this year. He'll be healthy, ready to go.
Yeah, he'll be healthy.
We're going to take these games off.
He'll probably end up playing like 65.
We're going to keep that Rory in the garage.
He'll play like 65.
You defend this.
We play like 65
outrageous.
Games.
Outrageous. This is the new NBA.
Yeah,
this is how you do it.
Except LeBron.
I'll play about half the games. I'll be
65.
Ready for the playoffs. But then I'll give you about 2/3 of the playoff games.
65.
Well, how long will Steph be out with the adductor? Because
Not long.
But like you said, he's not worried about it because that's a muscle injury. Anything that's ankle-related or knee-related, obviously he'd be concerned. Yeah. But he's like, this is nothing. I'm going to sit this thing down. He's 10-2.
Yeah.
They might lose another game, but...
So,
they'll probably be 15.
You picking somebody else to win the championship this year?
I am not.
Thank you.
I still like Golden State.
Thank you.
The only thing that can stop them is an injury.
Right.
Yeah.
They had two of them last night.
Right.
But I'm still up on the Bucks.
Yeah.
I'm still up on the Bucks.
Y'all not going away. Y'all third it. Maybe third. I might let y'all
dust that number three off. Come on out.
The Bucks stop there.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Jason, thank you so much for joining us. No mercy.
Thanks for listening to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm Alex Curry. Keep an eye out for the weekend edition of the podcast on Saturday morning, featuring this week's best segments. Undisputed will be back Monday morning at the same time, 9:30 Eastern. Have a great Veterans Day weekend, everyone.
Facts, sports, one of one.